Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today I want to talk about competition. I want you to think about this for just a moment. Why do I always say that? I want you to think about that. Obviously, you're thinking about it because your conscious mind right now is receiving the information that I am saying, and your subconscious mind is coming up with the feeling vibration of what I am saying to have you create a reaction within your body and your mind. Anyways, it doesn't matter, but I want to talk about competition today. So what is competition? There is no competition. You realize that, right? There's nobody at your work that you should be competing against. There's nobody in your life you should be competing against. There's nobody you should be competing against because you have different fingerprint, different DNA, and you don't need to be like anybody else. There's only one you, and it's a very special you, and it's very, very special. So I want you to think about this for just a moment. If you wanted to create any sort of competition, it should be within yourself. I'm going to tell you a technique on how to outsmart people, to work smarter, not harder. Okay. But also to figure out a way to align yourself into the best, highest vibration within the universe to accept the gifts that you should receive, right? So instead of competing, it's about raising your vibration and your value as high as humanly possible so that you can align with the gifts that you deserve, right? Or you can sit back and compete and create a low vibration with it, because competition is a low vibration. Now, we're not talking about somebody in a football game, or I'm not talking about somebody in a sports arena. I'm probably not talking to a bunch of NFL players or football players. And if you are, then compete on the field, but outside the field, there's nothing to compete against, right? And so we've created this competitive environment within our society where you're trying to compete or be like someone else when there's nobody else like you, which makes no sense, right? There's one Coach JV, and he's a bad motherfucker. That's it. That's it. So if you're trying to compete against me or anybody, I've had this in my life with males specifically where they come into my life and they try to compete against me. And it's like, why? If you come into alignment with me, this is going to sound very arrogant, but if you come into alignment with me and you're trying to outwork me and you're trying to do what I'm doing, you're going to get crushed. That's a fact. I've invited everybody to come hang with me for 24 hours. Stay with me for a week, 24 hours a day. I promise you, you will get very, very tired. But the reason why I say that is out of a little bit of arrogancy, right? That's a little bit of ego right there. But also there's facts, figures, numbers, logic to that. I've had some men try it and by noon, they're fucking done. They're literally done. But here's the thing on the other side of that. I'm bred for this. That's why I brought that up. So take ego out of it. I am bred to be this way. I am the workhorse. I am the juggernaut. I am the frontline type guy, right? What I realized is not everybody has to be like me. You don't have to be like me to be successful. And here's how I figured that out. As I try to keep bringing people around me and make them be like that. And guess what it did? It created men in my life that were competing against me. And I don't think any women that did that, but not that women can't do that, right? Women are badass. They're freaking tough as shit, tough as nails, right? So I realized that not everybody is like me, and that's okay. And that's a beautiful thing, because when I got people around me that tried to be like me, it got really uncomfortable and silly, because I don't see anybody as competition. So I can't relate to that type of stuff. So my point behind this is, think about my team. I got my CFO, right? My CFO has a completely different sleep schedule than I do. He's a night owl. My marketing guy is a night owl, right? They work their fucking ass off, but in a different dynamic, right? The totally different dynamic. They don't have to work. You know, Jeremy actually works freaking 17 hours a day, but they work differently. They flow differently. They're night owls. So we have to adjust our meetings based on that, right? But if I need them at 6:30 in the morning, they're there. So I surrounded myself with that are super talented at what they do. And I allow them to be the best version of themselves. And I be the best version of me, because this motivates and inspires me to be the greatest. But let's go back into Monday. Okay. So Monday is the most important day of the week. Here's why. Because most people, I'm recording this on Sunday night, right? So understand that I just lost my train of thought. Oh, on Sunday night, right? So I've eaten like dog shit, because I eat like shit on the weekends. I just do. And so what happens is, on Sunday going into Monday, people eat like shit. Most people eat like shit every day, but specifically on the weekends, right? It'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going to go on a diet tomorrow, blah, 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 right? So they're coming in with a disadvantage, number one, on Monday morning, because their insulin is super duper spiked on Monday morning, right? They're coming into Monday morning. They're tired. They don't want to be at work. Most of you guys are stuck in a just over broke. Most of you don't love your job. You don't love what you do for work. That's unfortunate, but that's a fact. Okay. So work your ass to get out of that by maybe getting a promotion. Anyways, getting a promotion, raising yourself up so you can get out of that just over broke. So when you come into Monday, I recommend start on Sunday. Okay. So every single Monday, I fast from Sunday all the way till Monday evening, 24 hours, because I know I'm going to eat like shit on Saturday evening and Sunday. And I do that on purpose. I keep things really clean during the week. And then on Sunday and Monday, I enjoy myself, because Saturday and Sunday, because I was a bodybuilder for so long, I hate dieting and I just want to be healthy. I got a little chunky monkey on my belly and I'm okay with it. I'm finally totally comfortable with myself. You know, it's kind of a sexy little chunky monkey belly. But anyways, so I go into 24-hour fast. So my Monday morning is much more effective than other people. So number one, when I come in Monday, I get the most difficult things I need to handle done by noon on Monday. Okay. I come in with fire on Monday. I get up early. I do a kick-ass workout. I fast. I drink a ton of water Monday morning. I get a good amount of caffeine in my body. Well, I do that every day, so you can do that, but it's not recommending that. But so what I'm saying is, you have a moment in time on Monday morning till about noon, when all the normal everyday people are going to be like, I'm so tired. I'm so grumpy. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Their insulin spike. They have a shitty breakfast burrito for the morning and they can't control their insulin. So they're tired and it takes them a while to get their energy to grow. And then by noon. And so they don't get rolling until like Monday afternoon. And then by Monday, the end of the day, they're screwed. Then they come into Tuesday and they pile all this up. So Monday morning, guys, be effective. So Sunday night, cut off your food around 5:00. If you want to eat like shit at 5, that's fine. Cut off your food at 5, start your fasting protocol, go to bed an hour before bed, cut out all social media. Let your mind at least have one night of rest. We all do this shit. We get caught up in social media. So let your mind rest, read a book, relax, have sex with your spouse, partner, no one, release some dopamine that night. Have a, you know, don't go to bed all full, have some sex, cuddle, watch a movie together. Don't watch a movie together, but do something like read a book, have sex, enjoy yourself, have a great time. Don't drink any alcohol. Don't drink any alcohol on Sunday after 5:00. Wake up early. If you don't like to exercise, go for a walk, do some jumping jacks, walk up a hill, get your body moving out of its normal routine. Okay. Drink 8 ounces of water when you wake up. And then by noon, handle the most difficult things you need to handle. I promise you, you will start to separate yourself from all other human beings. You don't have to compete against anybody. You have to take these moments and times to be strategic, because people are fucking lazy. That's just what it is. And we're going to get lazier and lazier and lazier and lazier. Everybody's like, you work so hard, JV. It's like, because I'm doing what I love. I worked hard when I was in corporate America, though. But I just love what I do. And I'm trying to get everybody to that point. This is the best time in human history, warriors. So you got it. You got this, warriors. Come on. Monday is your day. Let's go. Let's rise together. Let's rise up. Let's get it going. Let's kick some ass. And let's get after it. If you haven't joined our 120-day challenge, join today. We revamped our whole Warrior Academy. So today is Monday. The new Warrior Academy launches today. The new courses. It's how to do it. Example. Oh, sorry. I said it wrong. What is it? How to do it? And an example of it. So we love you. We appreciate you. As we always say, Warriors Rise.